Hey, hello, and welcome back. I am Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity, and this is another episode of the Getting to Clarity podcast. This is the place where busy leaders and those who aspire to leadership come to get the tips, tools, and techniques that they need to create more success, more of an impact in their leadership with less of a sacrifice to who they are, to their life. And today we are talking about support or sabotage. This is all about your language and how it impacts your leadership. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Getting to Clarity podcast,
the place where busy leaders discover how to create more success in their leadership journey with less sacrifice in their life.
Here's your host, Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity.
The language is so important, and understanding the impact of language in leadership is a must for both emerging leaders and seasoned leaders. So the words we think, that we speak, and that we hear shape our reality. And not just that, they influence our actions and they affect us and those around us. So recognizing the power behind our language is not just about communication. It's about harnessing the tool that can either build or destroy, inspire, or frankly, irritate. So let's explore why mastering your language as a leader is essential for your success personally and professionally. So the impact of language on your leadership. At its core, what you need to understand is that every single word carries weight. Words can breathe life into ideas and aspirations or crush them like a bug before they even have a chance to bloom. So as leaders, the language that we use about ourselves, the language that we use with others, what we speak to others, and the language that we use about others, what we say about others, sets the tone for our success. It's about recognizing that our words are a reflection of our internal thoughts and beliefs, and these in turn shape our external actions and outcomes. So the power of words, they are a double-edged sword. Words are powerful tools that leaders can use to motivate, inspire, and drive positive change, no doubt, in their teams. However, they can also have the opposite effect, leading to confusion, discouragement, and disagreement. So the language we use as leaders involves being mindful of the words that we choose and being aware of the impact that they have. It's both. It's about understanding the words we use to describe ourselves. They influence our perception of ourselves, our value of ourselves, our confidence, and then similarly, the language we use in speaking to others and about others can significantly impact their morale, their confidence, their productivity, everything. So implementing mindful leadership language, that's why we're talking about this today. So navigating language, especially a more healthy leadership language, it isn't just about picking the right words, but it's about aligning what you say with your vision for what you want to accomplish. So let's break it down a little bit further. What specifically can you do to be more mindful of your language? Well, as always, glad you asked. I'm going to give you some tips because that's what I love to do. So these are some tips on communicating with clarity. Number one, what's the goal? Before you go into any conversation or draft an email or send a text, I want you to pause and ponder. What am I aiming to achieve? What is your goal? What is the reason that you're having this conversation or sending this communication to begin with? Understanding the purpose behind your communication is key, because if you're looking to inspire your team, if you're looking to offer feedback, if you're looking to smooth something over with a client, then having a clear goal in mind ensures that your message hits the mark and it resonates the way that you intend. Because at an unconscious level, You've given your mind something to focus on. This is what I want to find. This is the goal I'm looking for. Number two, make every word count. Think of your words as the paint on a canvas. So each stroke contributes to the bigger picture. So being intentional is about choosing your words wisely to paint the picture that you want. What does that mean? It means paying attention to your tone, to where you even have the conversation, and what the substance of your message is, to make sure that it is aligned with who you are as a leader, what it is that you're trying to achieve, and ultimately your long-term goals. Number three, connect, connect, connect. Great leadership language is less about informing and more about connecting. It's about turning every interaction that you have into an opportunity for you to strengthen rapport with your team members. Show you care by actively listening, being present with them. Make sure that you have empathy, that you can empathize and show that to them when you're having a conversation. And then finally, valuing their input, what they have to say, what their perspective is. A genuine connection can turn a group of separate individuals into a cohesive, motivated team that no one wants to leave. Number four, embrace feedback like a pro. Feedback is your secret weapon. Reach out to people you trust, whether it's mentors or peers or your team, and ask them to share their take on your communication style. It might not be easy to hear, but I'm telling you, this is gold. How do your words land? What could you do better? These insights will help you fine-tune your communication, your conversations, and make every word you say more impactful. And that's what your leadership is about, being more impactful. At least I hope it is. Number five, keep your inner world in check. Ever noticed how your mood can kind of sneak into your conversations? Well, that's because your thoughts and emotions subtly influence your expressions, your tone, sometimes without you even realizing it. Facial leak, anyone? Staying mindful of your internal state, any baggage that you're carrying around, especially in tricky situations or with people that you have to deal with. If you're mindful of it, then your communication stays constructive and not critical. And then you get to avoid showing up in a way that you really rather wouldn't. So what's your first step? Think back to a recent conversation that didn't go so well. Maybe it didn't go at all the way that you planned. Look at these steps to pinpoint where things might have gone off the rails a little bit. Reflect back. Did you have a goal for the communication or conversation? Did you thoughtfully craft your message? Or was it just you opened your mouth and whatever came out, came out? Were you aiming to connect? Or were you aiming to be right? Did you have some sort of a feedback loop that immediately you kind of gauged how your communication landed? And consider, what was your internal state of mind that might have influenced your attitude and your message that day? Use these insights as feedback, and then the next time you can be more effective, more impactful in your communications moving forward. So if you'd like more information on communicating with clarity, swing by my website, www.debbiepetersonspeaks.com, and you will find more resources and programs, including my Communicating with Clarity program, designed to help you become a more impactful leader. I hope that you get all the clarity in your communication that you deserve so that you can achieve the impact that you desire. Take care and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Getting to Clarity podcast with Debbie Peterson.
If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes or wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
To learn more about how you can bring Debbie and her transformational clarity leadership strategies to your organization, visit DebbiePetersonSpeaks.com.